Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We interrupt your usual podcast content of absolute bollocks to celebrate the life and crimes of Queen Elizabeth II, who sadly passed away on the weekend. I am, as ever, joined here by South London's answer to Nicholas Witchell. It's Lord All Right, fans. Rest easy, ma'am. Thank you for your service. Hello, Mr. All Right, fans. How are you doing?
All right, fans. So this is...
Get on the mic.
Am I on it?
Yeah, show some respect for the Queen.
All right, listen. So this is a usual reverse cowboy podcast. However, it is as titled by my, what did I say? In Houses of Parliament, my learned friend.
My handsome, sexy, big bollocks.
No, none of that sexy shit. You called me sexy on your story the other day. It made me feel really uncomfortable.
Well, it's because you're not comfortable with your sexuality, and that's what we're working on.
I'm not comfortable with you calling me sexy. I've got to sit in a room with you.
I'm going to call you an ugly fucking cunt next time.
Better. Much prefer. But anyway,
grow up,
my my learned friend across the desk.
You are sexy. Accept it.
Thank you.
Very sexy, man.
All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Right, so my learned friend across the desk here has entitled this podcast "The Queen is Dead" special. I'm going to let that go because I've got a different angle on this one, my friend, my learned friend.
What a surprise.
Oh.
Come on then, what's your angle? I'll tell you what, let's just start with this. How did you feel when you found out the Queen had died?
I felt like a bit of a know-it-all because I told my missus about 2 hours earlier.
How did you know? You got an inside source.
I saw a code word written on Twitter. The London Bridge has fallen.
Oh yeah, that's...
And as ex-military, I knew what that meant.
All right. What would yours be when you die? Would it be like...
Blackwell Tunnel is shut.
Blackwell Tunnel is
shut. Yeah, that's okay. It. When I die, by the way, have you ever... I mean, call me a narcissist, but do you ever...
Narcissist?
Like, do you ever like fantasize about your own funeral?
Well, I used to have a podcast about exactly this, and my take on it is no, because...
Oh, I used to have a podcast. Well, that sounded like it went well.
Yeah, it went about as well as this one's going.
Yeah, well, because of you.
Yeah, because of you,
fucking
mate.
Losing followers, mate. Because on the...
Because I keep upsetting your lot.
Cutting my audience in half.
No, I'm not. Well, they don't have to listen. They don't have to listen. They can still look at your racist content and everything without me being involved.
Listen, I'm going to...
I'm going to listen.
I've got a speech prepared, a little manifesto for you, mate.
God,
so.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, go on then.
Been all right, though?
Yeah, I have, I think. I don't know. It's been...
Anything bisexual in the last few weeks?
Only been calling you sexy on the internet, but that's as close as it's got this time.
Stop.
No, I'm going to double down.
But I'll tell you where I am on the Queen's passing, And believe me, I'm no royalist. We've all got to remember it's a 96-year-old woman, and it's a dangerous precedent to set. I think when you let the bar slip so low that you're verbally abusing... a 96-year-old woman who's dead, it's like, where'd you go from there? I believe in freedom of speech, right? I also believe in fucking vitriol. So if you're going to come at the royal family, if you're going to say, I hate you because your fucking parents and grandparents were involved in slavery and this and that, well, I can point you in the direction of loads of Germans who are still alive. if you want to attack their parents and grandparents for what they fucking did, yeah, but you won't. You won't go for them. And if you're coming from a slavery angle, I can tell you where the Qatari embassy is, or the Saudi embassy, because they're still at it. Slavery's been abolished for fucking years. It's not her fault. She didn't really get asked to be born onto that golden chair. And I highly doubt every 10 years she thought, oh, I can't wait to do another 10 years of this. What are we doing today? Going and watch a load of Maasai warriors jump up and down with fucking spears. Put it this way, if you were born tomorrow as the king, would you knock it back?
I'd start chopping heads off again.
They're doing what's best for them and their family. You're always going to do what's best for you and your family.
Come on,
you can't really knock them to that degree.
Tell you what, right? If you isolate the incident, like you have done, as saying a 96-year-old lady's died, right? And she's also somebody's grandmother. When anyone's grandma or mum dies, it's sad.
It's not just sad. I think you also, along with that full stop, you need to say it's sad, full stop, and you'll even be for a week.
But the problem is, the Queen, she didn't just inherit that system, right? She was the head of the monarchy that benefited from systematic exploitation of places all over the world, like Ireland, India, everywhere, right? And millions of people there have been affected. They've lost relatives. They've all of her jewellery, everything that she displays is stolen.
I don't know. Right? You're more...
Listen, why wouldn't we take this opportunity to remember all the millions of people who died as a result of British imperialism in, like, Africa, India, Ireland, and people who didn't have such a long and privileged life as she did. That's who we should be celebrating. You know, she's had such an amazing life at the cost of other people, and she did nothing to make reparations for people in those countries. So she wanted to keep everything that her family had stolen, and she continued to. She did a lot of nasty things over the years, which people
do fucking know
because they're documented. The royal family are worth $800 billion, and jewelry collection is priceless. However, there was a £50 million fund that was earmarked for hospitals, low-income families, schools. She tried to secretly take that money to heat her palaces. And she was like, why can't I? Yeah, even though she's already got loads of money. And her people, lots of the people who are now crying she's dead, were going to be poor and starving. She tried to nick it.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you know, the Queen's body's being brought down from Scotland now? Mm. Right? And it's been brought down at, quite a slow pace. Fucking hell, she must stink by now, right? This corpse. I don't know how lizards rot, but then I was thinking, because she's in Scotland, they might have deep fried her.
You ever had anything deep fried?
And a deep fried Mars bar. I ate a deep fried frozen pizza once on tour in Scotland. It was revolting. But you know,
on tour.
Yeah, I was on tour once. You know, in the band. And
I'm quite interested in your music. I've never. You know what? You've dropped so many hints, and I've never even. I've been so rude. I've never even asked you.
Desperate for him to listen to me.
Do you know what I mean? No, is the music still out there for me?
Oh, it's all there. Yeah. Lots of listens on Spotify.
I'll have a listen to it in my next life. So I want to talk about the little student giving Prince Andrei dogs abuse for being a nonce.
Andrew, you're a dirty old man.
Aye.
I would have called him something better than...
No, but do you know what? If I'm honest, the whole fucking crowd should be chipping in. Everyone should have been egging him.
It's disgusting. He's got the balls to walk down there.
Oh, my God. I mean...
That young lad, he had the confidence of youth, and I'm on his side. He's right to do that. More people should have done it. He's right to be that angry about that man getting away with those hideous crimes. And we're right to be angry about the Queen paying off using our money to get him off him.
No, absolutely right. I'll make you right on that second point, because as well as the gold furniture and never having to handle money, there's another little royal privilege for you.
Most people in this country aren't going to be able to afford their fuel bills. You know what I mean? And we can talk about a 96-year-old woman dying. There's going to be about 20,000 of them die because they can't turn the heating on this winter. And we're paying 200 million quid. This isn't very funny. Sorry, everyone.
No, it's not funny, but it's interesting. And I think people, you know, they want to hear it. But this is what this podcast is about, because me and him disagree on most shit. But we still, if you make that a wider theme, it's like, well, fucking hell, that's a good point, actually. You can disagree on things and get... But things I've read this week are shocking. If that was about any other 96-year-old woman, you'd say, wow.
It's not about the 96-year-old woman dying. It's about what she represented.
Anyone who watched that Prince Charles speech and you're watching a man with tears in his eyes say, my darling mama, day after she died, and still fucking have a laugh, you're a sand snake. You're horrible.
Nobody is discounting the fact that In his individual experience of losing his mum is tough. Everyone has to go through that. However, there's a much bigger picture.
This is not new to me, right? I've been slagging off the Royals for years. I'm making jokes about them, right? Yeah. I have. This is just like Christmas because I don't give a fuck about them. Hey. I want to support people who were fucked up by the British Empire. She's a figurehead of their abuse and they deserve some respect. You say time and a place. I've had this argument with my auntie this week. If I've got to listen for 10 days of like everyone going, sobbing, right, then you're going to get my opinion now as well. You know,
you won't like him when he's angry.
Woo. You're having my opinion too because she was not a nice person. There's countless things that she did. Including slamming Princess Diana into a tunnel. Anyway, let's not be serious for a minute.
Let's be fun.
Yeah, sorry everyone. It's a big topic.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
There's a bad, a great big weather for one of the besties.
Do you want to play American Name Tennis?
Go on then. I mean, that's what the Queen would want, isn't it?
In honour of Her Majesty, who not only loved horse racing, but also loved the game of tennis, we're going to play American Name Tennis.
Is it boys' names? Everyone's name.
Boys' names.
Okay, go on then.
Brock.
Callan.
Ace.
Rustin.
Trekker.
Blaze.
Buzz.
Trooper.
Skeeter.
Fuck off. Epic. Fuck. I found one called Epic.
Who's it, Bollock? Chase.
Truck.
Colt.
Gator.
Chet.
AIDS.
Or Hunter.
Ridge.
Buck.
Blade.
Scooter.
Craig.
Craig. Ched.
Clint.
Chuck.
Emmett.
I've lost. You win.
I won.
The first ever game of American tennis in honour of Her Majesty. So, yeah, God bless you, Mum. Thanks. Rest easy.
Yeah. Chill out, Mum.
God save the King.
Enjoy hell, bye. Right. Just talking of lunatics in America, though, a man with no arms has stabbed a tourist in Florida, police say.
Jesus Christ.
I think let him off. He must have done it. How's he done that?
You know, like.
A homeless man with no arms has been charged with stabbing a tourist in Florida. Remember that film, My Left Foot? It's that, but like the Miami version.
I haven't ever seen that film. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, it's him in Ireland and he's like this guy who's an artist and his hands don't work or something and he's like, I'll paint a fucking picture with my toe.
Baby, that's what I'm on about. Podcast tonight.
Do you know what's happened to the corgis, poor little bastards?
No.
They've lost their mum, their nana, or whatever they called her.
That.
Yeah, and then he knew that bit. Prince Andrew's inherited him.
Has he really?
Yeah, they're good.
Did you see the clip?
I think that's because he's good at grooming.
What's the most amount of followers you've ever had? Probably none. Probably about four.
Yeah. I had 50,000, including Kate Beckinsale, and then I got deleted.
Kate Beckinsale used to follow him. Imagine that.
And Kate, if you're listening, you're not. But if
why
you are,
was she following you, man?
Because I'm really funny.
I'll tell you my best follower.
Who?
Ever heard of the Hadid sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. One of them.
Which one?
Not one of them two. The other one.
Oh, right, like a shit one. Unheard of one.
Well, she's in a way, she's the cool one. I'll tell you what, did you see this the other day? You know Khabib, the Kazakhstani motherfucker?
He's in with Hasbulla though, isn't he? He's like Hasbulla's mate.
Yeah, but his fights are the most boring fights in the fucking world. He literally just strangles people. And he was driving round.
He wins,
though. And I want to know your opinion on this. He was driving around Luton.
Shithole.
Driving around Luton, absolute shithole. And I nearly got cancelled for saying Whitechapel was a shithole, but we'll come back to that. And the camera goes on him, or the phone goes on him, and he says, "Here I am, I'm Khabib in Karachi," ha ha ha, and starts looking out the windows at the other people. In I went through the comments on that video. I'm expecting to see at least a couple. There was not mention of, "Oh, bit cheeky, you cheeky Kazakh." My question to you is, why is it cool for him to say that? He's from Kazakhstan, cool for him to say that. But when I said Whitechapel is a shithole, and that was the only language I used, why did I get an onslaught?
Well, what context did you say Whitechapel's a shithole?
I just said it's a fucking shithole. I think I drove through it and I got home and I said Whitechapel is a shithole.
Well, why would anyone take offence to that? You're just describing an area and saying you don't like it.
I'm pretty sure I then compared it. I started then adding other
shitholes.
Yeah,
that's what I'm asking for. Come on.
Cool. So I started adding other shitholes like Stepney Green, Luton.
Are they all places where racial minorities live? Is that what people thought you were getting at?
Yeah.
That's what people thought you were getting at.
I think
they just saw the underlying sort of subtle racism in what you were saying.
Are they not all shitholes?
I don't know. I've not been to them all. Whitechapel's actually like all right.
Neither.
Mate, you have to pay a lot of money to live in Whitechapel.
Forget that. That doesn't matter.
I'd live in Whitechapel.
I've lived in Bow, mate, and I fucking hated it. The only reason you have to pay a lot of money to live in Whitechapel and Bow is close to the city. That's why. You have made me come to Dalston today, an absolute carsy of a place, and normally you make me go to Hackney.
He's been having a panic attack because he has to come here.
Can we do more in respectable Tory places like Beckenham, Bromley, Elton?
They don't have creative studios there because creative things aren't respected by Tories. So.
Yeah, and they don't have creative studios here because we're there.
Reverse Cowboy.
I need to tell you some news about gay animals.
Here we go.
We always talk about gay rape monkeys.
We don't always.
We do.
We don't.
People are interested in it.
I know you.
You do. You love me.
Fucking hell. You're the one who called me sexy, bruv.
You are sexy.
I've never given you any inclination I love you. In fact, I've never even looked at you in
the eye.
You've
told me and said, "No, I love you. You're my new best friend."
Never. Don't need friends. Never had one. Don't ever want one.
Still got his guard up.
It's not my dad. You're
not inside anymore.
I said to my dad, "Dad, have you got any mates?" He said, "No."
Yeah, well, you'll end up like that if you're not careful. So a Russian goat named Timur, this zoo, they tried to feed him to a tiger, right? Anyway, tiger looked at him, this male Siberian tiger, and he went, "Hello, baby." And then they became boyfriends.
They kissed.
They've been kissing. They've been fucking, and the tiger taught the goat how to be a tiger. Yeah, they've lived together since late 2015 because the goat showed no fear and the tiger was like, "Actually, I really like you." And then they cuddled up, had lots of sex, and Timur and Amur slept in the same enclosure, ate, played together. Tiger attempted to teach the goat how to catch prey. They playfully headbutted, kissed, chased each other.
All right.
Let me finish. It's a sad story. Sadder than the Queen dying. The friendship soured. The goat grew more audacious and started challenging the big cat, calling him a wanker. Timur hassled the tiger for a month, and then the tiger lost patience. The goat stepped on him, and he grabbed Timur and threw him off a hillock. And now Timur's dead. So it was a lover's tiff, but it started off really
basically
nice.
Basically, the first half of that was true.
It's all true.
Yeah, ain't true.
Reverse Cowboy.
For anyone who A, doesn't know, and B, has got this deep into the podcast, then you deserve to know the truth, and that is that...
Surprised no one's turned it off by now.
I did try and become an actor at one point in my life.
Tell me about this.
So basically, if you pay enough attention, every now and again, on Channel 5 or Channel 5 Star, there'll be a reconstruction of O.J. Simpson's death. And not only did he kill his loving wife, Nicole, but he also killed her rumoured lover,
Ronnie
Goldberg.
Yeah.
And I have played... In a Channel 5 reconstruction.
You can fuck off.
Ron!
You played Ron? Where did you film this?
Mate. Well, it was meant to be a house in Miami, and it was a house in, like, Wimbledon or something.
Fuck off. Yeah. This is the best thing ever. We need to see this.
It gets better than this, so find it. It's out there, because every once in a blue moon, I get a message saying, "Listen, mate, I've just watched an O.J. Simpson." I swear on my life.
Who plays O.J.?
Well, this is the mad thing. on my, oh my fucking God. Kid's life, the OJ guy didn't turn up and the first aid dude, who was white, blacked himself up
and wore
a balaclava.
No,
on my fucking life, that's true. On my life, that's true.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And I was wrong. And not only that, they introduced me as a karate expert in the fucking shape of his life. If anyone's got the time and energy, it's called Channel 5 Autopsy.
I have got the time and energy.
I don't know why I'm admitting to this.
A lot of people have been asking us to do an hour podcast and do them weekly, which we will do. We're just sort of working up to it because it is...
It's fucking long, mate.
It is. We talk about so much bollocks in like half an hour. You know, an hour is quite a lot.
Reverse cowboy.
Now, have you heard about vabbing?
Well, I have because you mentioned it to me earlier, but I would like you to expand.
So this is a phenomenon that's taken hold on TikTok and it's expected that 13 million people are vabbing per day.
It makes sense.
Right, so
in a
vabbing
primal way.
Or vaginal dabbing is the art of strategically placing vaginal fluid in key areas like behind your ear, on your wrist, as a way of attracting a mate. So think of it as your own personal supply of pheromones. Pheromones are proven to work, right? But I think we give them off anyway. Like, you know, your natural scent just attracts certain people. But they're literally fingering themselves, giving it a little dab behind the ear, hoping that gets them a boyfriend when they go out or, you know, a shag or whatever. And anyway, it's gone mad on TikTok. And more women are revealing stories of men falling at the feet. Thanks to them having their
funny
juice on their ears.
Vabbed.
Yeah, yeah. So this woman called Julia claims men are buying her gifts and showering her with compliments because she's shoving her lady juice behind her ears.
Well, and what does she do? Just walk around Selfridges all day, vabbed?
It must do, yeah. But, I mean, we need a woman who listens to this podcast. There's probably only about two, but we need one of you to try this out, please.
And if there is any more than two, I'd also like to know if there's any who claim to do recruitment or real estate in Dubai, when in reality you're getting shitted on.
I don't think they're going to tell us on the podcast if they're doing going porta potty in.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? Can't keep my eyes off you.
Do you reckon it works if we rub jizz behind our ears?
No, but apparently dogs do it, don't they?
The jizz behind their ears?
No, they shab. They
vab.
Dog shit and smother it.
But I was thinking, if me and you should go out on a night out, before we go out, rub a little bit of jizz behind your ear, right, and see if ladies approach us.
Yeah, we don't have to do it together. We can go on separate nights out.
No, just as an experiment for the podcast.
No, but all right, so to make it more of an experiment, we go to different areas of London.
You're just worried that you're going to be near me and I'm going to smell jizz.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you up to? No, nothing, just walking around. We both put spunk behind our ears.
But I don't think I was going to smell it. But anyway,
them trees? You know the tree.
The cum tree. It thinks of cum.
Revolted, isn't it?
Why is that?
The thing is, like, every time you walk past it, you think,
someone's jizzed on that tree.
But someone must be into it.
But anyway, I was thinking maybe you could get, like, a hotter guy's jizz. Like, do you know any hot guys?
Oh, leave off. If I'm going to go, yeah, I know a hot guy.
Who's a guy who everyone fancies? On the internet, in the world?
Fuck no. David Beckham.
Right, yeah, everyone fancies him. Say, like, get his. Say you could buy a little vial of
Beckham jizz.
David's jizz, right? Yeah, like, you know, and you just rubbed a bit behind your ear, and you went out, and then girls are going to smell, like, subtly going to smell it and go, he's got loads of money. So let's round this up. It's probably not been our funniest podcast, so sorry about that, but, you know, the Queen's died.
We've got enough in there. We've sat here for an hour and a half. I'm surely fucking hell. They can't be that thirsty, can they?
I don't know, maybe.
We're meant to be mourning. It's 10 days of mourning.
Yeah, we're mourning. That's why we're here.
Well, I'll tell you what I've got the hump about. Manchester United not playing next weekend. There's going to be an orgy of football at some point between now and whenever, and I'm here for it.
Well, what if they can't play because they're too sad?
Too sad?
Yeah. Do you know Jordan Henderson? Have you seen that photo of him signing the Queen's condolence book today?
I have. I signed a condolence book in the gym the other day.
Why?
Well, so people can pay their respects.
Who's going to read that in the fucking gym?
For fuck's sake, man.
You've got a gym in your shed. What are you doing going to another gym?
I was taking my daughter swimming, something you do when you're a parent, when you're not taking drugs and having ADHD, you mong plum.
That's rude. I've got.
No one has ever put them two insults together. No one.
I have an illness, and you're
no, I don't give a fuck about your illness. The focus now is on the fact that was two insults back to back.
Monk Plum could be a good new podcast spin-off for us.
You've had me in a fucking hot room for an hour and a half.
It's horny. Corgis are shit, aren't they?
Worst dog, mate.
They're fucking rubbish. Like, they're so small and annoying.
Give me your top three dogs.
Rottweiler. Border Collie. And Staffy.
All right, mine nice, is really. Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, and Doggy Style.
Oh my god, this lad. Right, I think we're going to say goodbye.
I'm going to punch you in a minute.
With your dick in my mouth.
What the fuck? What? How? Jesus Christ, this needs a rebrand. Listen, love, Chajana, arrivederci. God save the king.
Yeah, whatever.
Reverse Cowboy. Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.